From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask me another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We've got a great show for you. Four brilliant contestants are here to play our nerdy games. They're backstage collecting Infinity Stones, and only one will become our big winner. And our guest is actor Jen Colella, who was nominated for a Tony for her performance in the musical Come From Away. The show takes place in the week after 9/11, telling stories of the 38 planes that were forced to land in Gander, Newfoundland, until the skies were deemed safe. It's poignant, it is funny, but more amazingly, it's a musical about 9/11. I mean, was that not the toughest pitch of all time in Broadway history? Okay, hear us out. No, listen. Okay, it's the week after the attacks, and everyone in Canada is singing. In our first game, we imagine what's on the menu at Disneyland. I hope it's not venison. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Megan Osimonti on buzzer number one. You're a high school social studies teacher. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Your opponent is Jake Douglas on buzzer number two. You work for an online gift card startup. Welcome.
Thanks. This is fun.
Megan and Jake, the first of you who wins two of our games will go on to our final round. Let's start with a word game called Beauty and the Feast. In this game, the answer to each clue is a song from a Disney movie. But we replace one of the words in the song's title with a rhyming food word. Jonathan Colton, would you like to give us an example?
I would very much. If we said, Baloo the bear insists that this is the only fruit he needs, you would answer, the pear necessities, replacing the word bear with pear. It's appropriate to groan if you feel so moved.
Ring in to answer. Here we go. When Elsa goes out for sushi, this is how she orders extra fish eggs. Megan.
On the go, let it go.
Okay.
How about a hint from Art Chung?
So we're looking for a song from a musical and then change one of the words to be a food that we hinted in there. So.
Okay, Jake wants to steal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jake. That's all you, Jake.
It's a let it row.
Let it row.
Yep.
Fish eggs, row, let it go. Let it row. We also would have accepted, do you want to build a row-man?
To impress his date, Sebastian the Crab orders a sandwich topped with a slice of cheese with holes in it. Jake.
That would be from The Little Mermaid.
Uh-huh.
Do you know any of the songs from A Little Mermaid?
Yeah, I did before I got on stage.
Okay.
The one
happens.
With the fork in it.
Okay. I'm going to see if Megan can steal. Megan, can you steal?
Kiss the cheese?
Oh. So close! So close.
Was the...
a part of my cheese?
I love what you're doing here.
Part cheese?
Of my cheese. I wish that was a real song.
That's amazing. Part of the cheese?
Part of my cheese.
Part of my cheese. I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Jake knows the answer now, but I gotta just give it. It's kiss the girl turns into Swiss the girl.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
That was good.
You guys are both circling around it. To propose to his fiance, Sebastian the Crab, again. To propose to his fiance, Sebastian the Crab hides an engagement ring beneath soft cheese. Megan.
Under the brie?
Yes! I just want to say I'm proud of you.
Finally! Cheese is always the answer.
I know, I was going to say, there's two questions in a row with Sebastian the Crab and a piece of cheese.
One's going to make the final edit, one won't. Which will it be? Which will it be?
That's right. Jiminy Cricket dreams of visiting a New York deli and eating a snack of dough wrapped around a filling such as potatoes. Megan.
Could it be... Knish the girl?
That's not a song in Pinocchio, as far as I know. Jake, do you know the answer?
Yeah, it's When You Knish Upon a Star.
That's correct.
Good job.
Get you a fairy godmother who can dress you for the ball, turn your pumpkin into a carriage, and give you a hearty soup recipe.
The song's from Cinderella, and the title of the song is Three Nonsense Words.
Megan.
Bippity boppity soup. I do like the way you rhyme.
It's very, very, very close, but incorrect. Do you know the answer, Jake?
Rue? Bippity boppity Rue?
Ooh.
Wow. Wow.
It's not really a soup.
Like an R-O-U-S Rue.
It's an ingredient. It's an ingredient to some soups.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's not in and of itself a soup.
No. Stew. Bippity boppity stew.
Well,
yeah,
broth?
But it's too late. It's too late. That's right, but it's too late.
It's one of our best first games of all time. This is your last clue. It means no worries for the rest of your eggs. Jake.
That would be, the song is Hakuna Matata and the rest of your eggs. Hakuna Frittata.
Yes! Pussiger Archung, how did our contestants do?
It's a roll new world. Congratulations, Jake. You're one step closer to the final round.